When Jorge Sanchez, the former town councillor, tested positive for COVID-19 on the 10th of March, he posted a video online telling everyone. It was, he said, a way of trying to wake the town up to what was happening and of combating the stigma associated with the disease. People were treating it as something shameful, he said. Santo Domingo lies on the famous pilgrim trail, the Camino de Santiago, which brings tens of thousands of international visitors through its cobbled streets and pebbled squares each year. Close to the center of town, a stone's throw from the cathedral, is the town's only care home, the Hospital del Santo. On the 11th of March, doctors, nurses, and family members, equipped with masks but little else to protect them, bustled around one of the home's ailing residents, 85-year-old Rosa Andres Rodrigo, in the hours before she died. She showed what we now see as classic COVID symptoms, a fever and shortness of breath, but which could also come from a winter flu. She died so quickly that there wasn't time to find out. At that stage, we still didn't know, the care home manager, Sagrario Loza, told me. I myself was in there with just a mask on. Within a week, many of those who attended to Rosa had contracted the coronavirus, including the care home's main doctor. She was so weak she couldn't get out of bed, Cristina Diaz, a pharmacist from a nearby village who took meals to the doctor's house, told me. Like many care home workers, the doctor was on a short-term contract and low pay. Take-home pay for Spanish care home doctors is around €1,600 per month and just €1,400 for nurses. When the doctor finally got better, her contract had already ended, so she took a job elsewhere. Soon, almost half of the care home staff were ill as well. On the 14th of March, when Sanchez imposed a nationwide lockdown, he held up the country's elderly as a reason for acting, reminding Spaniards that it was the pension money of parents and grandparents that had prevented many families falling into destitution during the 2008 financial crisis. In this crisis, they are the ones who need to be helped, he said.